Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is your host, Colleen. On today's show, we have some fun transits to talk about this week. First of all, Venus and Mars has moved into Aquarius on Sunday. What does that mean for you? As we're still into this Venus-Mars dance, however, they are starting to separate. We also have Mercury moving into Pisces. And let me tell you, you already know what happens to me when things happen to Mercury that aren't very happy. Sometimes I get a little wonky or say things backwards on this show. Again, I'm so Mercury ruled. That's my chart ruler. That's like my major mind thinker. So Mercury in Pisces is debilitated. It's not happy. So, and especially in the water sign of Pisces, I feel like I often will find myself not knowing what I want to do in life, not really being able to make a decision. I can't focus. And I knew it was happening because, you know, Mercury switches just almost as fast as the sun into a new sign. So I knew it was in Pisces. And I would say it was maybe starting Saturday, I had no drive for astrology. Not that I didn't have a drive for astrology and all of this. I just couldn't focus. It was like crazy. I was like, okay, I wanted to get this episode out yesterday. I got to write this out. I got to get my social media ready. I got to figure all that out. And then every time I like want to go do it or had the moment, I couldn't focus, or I didn't want to focus on it. Now, what I used to get stressed out about that, if that happened to me and feel like, oh my God, I need to do this. I have to accomplish this and force it. Whether with astrology, the show, the hair healer, other stuff like that, I would do that. And then what I learned is this is a passion project. This is what I love to do. This brings me happiness. And so if I have to force it, even then it's not fun to me, and then that becomes not fun. So I forgive myself. Again, instead of feeling not productive, if I can't focus over the last few days, I say, there's a reason that you can't focus on your astrology stuff. So just focus on whatever you can. Just trust whatever's showing up. So I spent a lot of time sort of cleaning, reorganizing, which was very Mercury and Saturn last week. I got a new couch in last week. You know, I just sort of got my stuff together all week last week. I was very efficient. I was on time. I was early. I was getting everything done. It was amazing. So nevertheless, I got everything in order before Mercury goes and makes chaos a little bit. And we'll just start with that, right? Mercury in Pisces. We got Pisces, the water sign. We have Jupiter there where it's happy and comfortable. However, Jupiter adds. Jupiter is the planet of adding, growth, abundance, making things bigger. So I feel that there may be a little bit more to our emotions and overreaction. It's a good thing too. We'll talk about the good and the bad, you know, with every transit. However, we also have a conjunction with Neptune. So there's a lot going on the month with Mercury. Now, when I say bad, it just means that or debilitated in its fall. Any of those words you hear when we're talking about planets means it's not at its strength. It's at its weakest. So you have a planet working at its weakest self, right? The energies of the sign are not on the side of Mercury. Just like we say that, you know, Jupiter, right, is exalted in Cancer. That means it is highly, highly, highly working. Like it's extremely happy. That energy is forcing it up, giving it so much extra. The energy is taking away from Mercury. Imagine that. And it's making things a little wonky. Mercury rules our communication, our thinking patterns, day-to-day life, the way we go about transiting through life, travel, technology. So when it moves in tomorrow, I suspect that it should probably feel like a little bit Mercury retrograde this next 3 days. Very like, why is my computer not working? What is happening? Why did my phone shut down? Why did this? It's not as extreme or not as long. It's not as extreme as Mercury retrograde. However, it will feel Mercury retrograde E. Even something as little as like, you left your bike out and it rained, and then all of a sudden the chip inside wouldn't work, you know, very watery type of thing. So with this transit, so now we have a Mercury, the way we think, communicate, travel, our day to day, not being helped by the energies, being taken away from the energies, being debilitated by the energies. So, and the energies of Pisces, the water sign we talked about last week, using Pisces as forgiving. However, Pisces also, you know, every sign has good and bad, and Pisces sometimes struggle with the woe is me. They can get caught up in like these other worlds. They can get very lost. They can get lost in their mind. They can get lost in people. They can get lost in their creation. You'll find, you know, Pisces will oftentimes, you'll find be the isolators or be like, okay, I need to isolate for 3 months and then I'll pop out. You know, I made a joke that I love how on my Twitter, how Pisces come alive in whatever it's their sun, when the sun enters their sign. It's like, oh my God, I can be happy and free for a month. So with that, you have Mercury now thinking. So all of a sudden, just like I said, I can't focus. You might all of a sudden just not be able to focus, not be able to focus on life, on work, on what you really want to say to someone. You might not be focused on just like that. You might not be focused on what you want in life, where things are going. You might just kind of like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. You might be more prone to isolating right now, to not putting yourself out there, having higher emotions, crying easier, being very apathetic might be coming on and off. You know, it's not like, doesn't mean that this is like for the next 30 days, every day is going to feel like this, but it's going to be waves and cycles throughout days and throughout over the next month. Very like, again, apathetic, easily caught in illusion. You might find yourself daydreaming, sort of saying, having a lot of my life would be better if, you know, quotation marks thoughts, like my life would be better if this happened. My life would have been, might be better if this didn't happen. My life might have been sort of those wonky, woe is me. Now, what's important, and, you know, I had someone ask me the other week, well, how can I, knowing that awareness, like, how does that make my life better? First of all, any kind of awareness, anytime makes anyone's life better. That's what we're here to do, evolve and see. And that's where the freedom and peace comes into the awareness. So, for instance, if I get into a fight with my Capricorn moon over the next month, or I catch myself being more sensitive, which I can follow the transits and find like when usually like sometimes it will be fighting and then I have to go look afterwards. I'm like, oh my God, of course, you know, I have this transiting that, you know, on his moon, my moon, whatever, I'll go through that. And so with that, you know, we can be easily caught in, my gosh. That was my, see, that was my ADHD. I just got distracted by that motorcycle. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, where am I? Am I even on this podcast? Am I even talking? No, I'm kidding. So I lost my train of thought. So you also might be thinking emotions, not facts. You might be going into a situation. Normally you might be more fact-led. You more might be more not so emotional, more be able to like, this is what's happening. But instead you're like, why do I feel so emotional? Why do I feel so triggered by this? Why is this happening? Why can't I see the facts? Why can't I just do that? Not knowing what direction to take. A more physical, more psychic abilities. I'm sorry. You're going to probably be doing less physical action over the next month. However, there's going to be easier. Your intuition is going to be much higher. That's like some good things, right? So there are some good things in Mercury and Pisces. We, like I just said, we, our psychic abilities might come shining through. They might have a bigger, make a bigger statement, have a bigger understanding. They might, you know, your intuition is very strong. This might be a time where you really do a lot of daydreaming, where you're just like, oh my God, I thought about that person and I saw them the very next day. Or, oh my God, I looked up this person and they reached out to me. Or I was thinking and this person was thinking the same thing. Sort of like those serendipitous, synchronistic connections happen during this time. But again, the illusions, and we'll talk because this makes a couple big transits this month, Mercury. So we'll talk. Again, illusions will be revealed, especially because it conjoins Neptune, and Neptune's been in Pisces. So you might all of a sudden, you know, see the reality of a person, place, or thing. You might see the reality of your thinking. You might see your own red flags in your thinking. You might all of a sudden be like, oh my God, why would I, you know, ever do that? Things can be revealed. At the same token, you can also get caught up. People with this transit with Mercury and Pisces and when it conjoins Neptune, I got to look up the exact date. It's in the end. It can like get us in trance. This would be like you met someone at a bar and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to marry this person tomorrow. And they're like, come do this with me. Let's fly here. Let's do this. And then you realize that all of their money was fake, you know, and they really were a scammer. That could be something that could happen. That's an extreme level, but you know, or you go to buy a TV during this transit. You know, Mercury moves fast. So, you know, within a day or two, you know, it's only in this exact conjunction or close to it for a few days. You might go buy a TV, say, oh, I found this like this TV spot that's not a Best Buy or something. And they said that I can get this really good TV for $600 less than it is. And you buy it and you believe it. And the person's like, you're so excited about it. And then you get it home and you hang it up and you turn it on and the whole thing is broken or something isn't working right. You all of a sudden see like, oh, wait, oh, it doesn't have a volume control, you know, something like that can happen. So just be aware. When you have aware, you might take extra steps. You know, if you know that this Mercury is transiting something, you might, and you go on a first date, you might be, if something in your intuition is saying, hey, that person, it feels like they're lying to me, but their charm and their, you know, everything else is like really winning me over. Well, I would suggest, if this is happening during this exact conjunction, that they probably are hiding something. So just keep a mind out, and so then be more open-minded. Be okay. Let me trust my intuition here. Something doesn't feel right. That is definitely good. So the illusions come from the mind. The intuition comes from, you know, the stomach, the heart, that whole area, the lower body area. So listen to that. When your mind is trying to make sense of something you're seeing, the body, the gut, all of that knows the truth. So try to decipher that. The next is Venus Mars moving into Aquarius. We talked a lot last week. We've had last week in the salon with my clients in general. There's a few things I observed with this Venus and Mars. First of all, men, physical men. Again, when I talk about men, women, you know, I'm open, all genders, whatever. I'm just classifying the basic of, you know, my female clients married to men that who identify. Okay. Just want to let everyone know that when I say that, I don't mean to single out anything. It's just that's what I'm observing. Their husbands or boyfriends were what they were telling me over the last, pretty much since the beginning of this Venus-Mars conjunction, were extremely clingy. And the women all had this sense of like very empowerment. Like they, when they were talking about it, kind of like, I don't understand. You know, I had this one woman who's been married on and off. I mean, married once for a very long time. However, I would say on and off, she has not been happy for a long time. And different, you know, just life, the kids, growing up, whatever happens in that. And she's like, all of a sudden, she was like, my husband was so clingy. She's like, I'm like, who is this guy? And she's like, I already had to learn how to deal with the other person. She's like, I don't even know who you are. Like, I'm done with that. You know, like a very, she had a very strong presence. Like, even though now you want to come to me with this clingy behavior, like, yeah, I'm not giving into that. Now, they weren't all that extreme. Some were just like, I don't know why my husband just like doesn't want to leave me alone. These next of each, he wants to be held. He told me he wanted to be held. And even my Capricorn moon. However, we're both actually equally very touchy and clingy with each other. So I think that's kind of equal. But that was something I saw. So as the masculine was strong and was kind of lifting up the divine feminine, it was like this, the men or the divine masculine were like, oh my God, no, no, no. We want you. We need you. Come here. Come cuddle. I don't want you to go. You know, it was an interesting thing I saw with a lot of people throughout the week. And then there was also a lot, and this has been the Venus Mars. I've had a lot of clients who are having some struggles or things that got that I people talk to me about since this conjunction were like dealing with aging parents at the end of their rope. And all of it was like to the extreme level, the worst of the worst. That's not like, you know, we weren't talking about their parents dying. We were talking about that path of destruction, especially if like they get Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of path of chaos and destruction that begins at the sickness and ends at death. That path in between, that's very like Mars ruled, right? You know, it's very like the chaos. Mars rules the chaos before the ending, or the chaos before the death, or the craziness, or the destruction that we often have before the rock bottom. That is what Mars rules. So for me, there's a lot of people that were really in a and they were very like, you know, in it. Like the people, my clients at the time were really in it. Like, so one of them had to live, you know, is living here pretty much 7 days a week while working full time, while taking care of both parents with dementia, like really in the nitty gritty. So that was being revealed. And is interesting as one of the people I was discussing with, as Venus, Mars, and Pluto were moving into an exact conjunction last week, she was telling me this. I was talking, I said, wow. She's like, well, shit is going to hit the fan with all of this, the siblings, everything, and the aid of the parents. Tomorrow, I have a feeling. And I said, what's funny you say that? Because tomorrow, Venus, Mars, Pluto are all moving into a conjunction. You know, I prayed for her, we talked. I don't know how that ended. However, so do you get like sort of like the blow up before that? So that was definitely something that really showed up with that. Now, Venus Mars moving into Aquarius. We have Venus and Mars, so love, friendship, pleasure. It's been a Venus revolution, essentially, since November 5th. It's been in Capricorn, a very hard sign. It retrograded. It made a bunch of conjunctions with Pluto, Mars. There was just, like, a lot of intense energy. So our Venus, our love life, our friendship, our beauty, our aesthetic, you know, our children. This is a big children. We don't want to leave the children out. Big children transit, some sisters, siblings, those things, the divine feminine and masculine were up front in your life. And they were up for review and shift and changing, you know, especially if you go to where Capricorn is in your chart. You know, there's a lot of shifts, a lot of changes in there. And so when they moved into Aquarius, we still have traditionally ruled by Saturn, but it has some Uranus energy and it's a little bit lighter, but it's more innovative. It's more solution based. If that makes sense, there's a lot, you know, Aquarius is very like, we're going to make a solution. This is the solution. So right away in my own life, how it showed up is Sunday morning, we had a group Zoom with my kids' therapist with like all of their caretakers, right? It's like their grandparents watch them several, you know, when I'm working. Like I'm very grateful. We have the grandparents, you know, my mom, his grandparents, and his dad and me. We're on the Zoom. We all co-parent. We're like one big family and we talk. And we're talking about our kids and they came with us what they were thinking, the therapist, and like, and how we can move forward. We ended up having like a 1 hour. It was extremely like, went very well. Everyone was able to talk freely. No one got angry. No one talked over each other. And we really came up with some very good, we like updated everything. We thought of a new plan. We saw things in a new way together. And then we were like able to just be like, okay, well, this is the plan now. This is the new treatment plan moving forward. And so it was like a very like all some problems all of a sudden had solutions. So when it comes to kids over this next month, or you know, while Mars and Venus is there, there's going to be kid problem solutions. Now, Venus is not out of the water. You're like, what? Because now she's floating around between Pluto and Saturn, two malefic planets. That's why it sort of still may feel a little bit like wah wah wah. I can't enjoy anything, no pleasure, no whatever. It might still feel that way until she moves into where she is exalted in Pisces. So opposite of Mercury, she's exalted and happy in Pisces. That it's like April 6th. So with that, there might be some out of the blue changes like with your kids that might be scary at first. However, the way that you need to solve the problem might be, you know, come to you very fast. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, this showed up, this big thing. Now we're going to figure out how we're going to take care of that, how we're going to get it going. Same with like your work, your creative pleasures, you know, within Aquarius, you might all of a sudden be able to take it on and like, oh, something wasn't working correctly, how I wanted, you know, my artistic, my podcast, my book, whatever it is. But now I feel like I've found a new way that I could probably make this work. I can just try this. So a lot of that, Saturn, though, is an Aquarius, so Saturn is, so it's going to feel a little bit more Saturn-y, which will bring rewards and repercussions. Again, Mars is not as exalted in Capricorn, but still happy in Aquarius, more solution-based. You know, in Capricorn, there might be more of the tearing away or the restricting, or this is a little less restricting, but it's more solution-based. So remember, putting work into the relationships, or if all the work that you did put into the relationship, this might be the strife at the very end, the really hard work, and then, especially Aquarius, and then when you move in, when Venus moves into Pisces, it might just be like, oh my God, we just made it through the toughest 5 months of our relationship together, our friendship together, and look how high we've gotten, look how much we've grown, look how much we've changed and shifted and grown into each other. It's going to kind of feel like that. Rewards, repercussions, wanting to take quick action to something. You know, in Aquarius rules my sixth house, so that is the house of traditionally as bad fortune, but there can be good things. There's also hard work, sacrifice. That's really that's kind of your bad accidents, health, things like that, like more bad health, you know, like things when things can go bad. But when you say that, everyone gets scared. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily like this major, you know, this major thing. However, there is hard work and strife. So for me, I feel as though all the hard, the way it is going to play out in my mind, or how I hope. Again, so far we took care of like trouble where kids and where they're troubled at, you know, when it moved right into there. And then we had a solution based just like that. And all the hard work we've put into our kids with therapy and understanding themselves are like, hopefully we'll start to see the rewards of that while this is in my sixth house. But it's also, you know, allowing me to like, I feel like with Saturn in there for me and my pleasures, you know, meaning like my work pleasures, my creative pleasures, which has been in my fifth and sixth house now for a very long time, like 4.5 years or something like that. I feel like this might be the end of like the last couple weeks of things feeling like they're stalled in my life, stalled, and then they'll move forward. And I think that's going to happen very quickly next year, when definitely when Saturn moves into Pisces. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I put so much work into this and there still feels like a lot of restrictions are being stalled or things not going the way I wanted to, even though there's like this whole other line of beautiful creation, the way I've grown with the show and the way the show's grown. So I think there'll be some more work, but I'll see the rewards, if that makes sense. So that's one way that that is definitely going to show up. I'm trying to think of what else that was last week's. Yeah, curious last week if you guys, you know, message me, email me, let me know how this, any of these energies kind of showed up. Leave a comment in your life, you know, the Venus, Mars, Pluto conjunction, how did that show up in your life? Just let me know. You know, I'll say this and I'll shut up one more way. I got my breast surgery. It's been a month now. I'm so happy with the results. It's amazing. However, as Venus moved into my sixth house, which can represent like negative health things, you know, that's not where like the health goes to shine, we could say. And the scarring underneath is not, the scarring's amazing, everything, and it's fine, everything's going to be fine. However, I was like, all of a sudden there's like a swelling and a little bit of it looks like a pus. So they just want to make sure it's not an abscess. So just like, it's not, it's little. They think it's just like a stitch, an internal stitch pushing itself out. I go in after I do this podcast episode. However, as that moved in there, right, all of a sudden Venus ruling, you know, what I got done is now like something is, it's not wrong. It's like a little thing. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't always need to be this like major thing where your arm is going to get cut off. It's more like, oh, it's just something small that is a little bit of a shift that is kind of infected. Very like Venus moving into the sixth house with all of that. So again, it's not like a major deal. So when I say that, I know it sounds like, oh my God, scary. And yes, the major things that happen, most likely there are some transits to that house during the time, but most of the time, things are moving through all these houses all the time. You know, every year, Venus, you know, Mercury, the Sun are moving through it every year. So it doesn't mean that it's always like this massive thing. It could be something as just like a little bit of an affection like I have on my stitch, I mean on my scar. So that is it. I hope everyone has a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Don't yell. Don't try to think rational when those emotions are taking over. Definitely try to. Thank you, everyone who has supported me. Remember, the best way you can support me right now is to send this to a friend, share it on your social media. Again, pass it along, pass my name out. Say, hey, you might want some, you know, if you enjoy not just astrology, this isn't just for astrology. You know, there's a lot of self-help, a lot of spirituality. So send it to someone who might like it, review it, rate it, subscribe it to it. So all of that stuff helps me with this podcast journey, which has been... Hold on, let me say, I know this is a little bit longer than I'm saying, but wait, has it really been 2 freaking years since the pandemic? 10 years happened in 2 years, okay? Like, there was no time. The advances we'd made, technology, good and bad advances, it was like 2 years, 10 years happened in 2 years. That is crazy. Very crazy. I hope everyone has a fabulous day. Thank you again for all your love, support, and I love you all. Goodbye.